I'd like to call to order the July 5th, 2016 meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. Present are committee members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, and Mishka, Mayor Stow, members of council Doug Heenum, and Mr. Sanford from the staff. We have a single issue tonight, which is to have a continuing conversation about a potential annual city calendar. This was a concept that was presented several months ago. I believe the mayor first identified one that was being done down in Worthington, much kind of a twin city of Sylvania in many ways. And the staff has been looking at ways to accomplish this. And so tonight, I guess this is sort of a meeting where we put all the numbers together and all the details to see if we want to send a recommendation to council to move forward with one for 2017. So Bill, you've done all the homework. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And I gave most of the info at the last meeting. Not a lot has changed except firming up the numbers a little bit. And I got a number on a smaller, in the one meeting we had, Katie, we talked about a smaller size calendar than the tradition size, that all those ones that I had showed you.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit smaller one would cost about $800 to $1,000 less to do with the mailing and the whole thing. So there is some savings if you want to do that. I could show that to everybody to see how that would look. The other part we talked about was the whole the timing of it, and from the time this discussion started, we've changed how we're doing the online calendar. If you looked at it today, it's a lot different than when we first started talking. All those dates were at different places on different calendars. We put them onto one community calendar, and when we print something, we're going to want them to mirror. And then anytime there's updates during the year, we'd have to go to your website. But then we'd have this one piece. And if we move forward, I will get the copy ready and give you an idea of what's going to go on the different pages. We've kind of got that an idea and information piece. And things like the recycling refuse schedule was a big thing. That's what's being replaced from the Country Journal. And lay it out with pictures, and we're going to. We will go and get some current pictures of events. And the timing, Mark, and we talked about that early. On the safe side, it's about a six-week window to print and mail. So if we were mailing it on December 2nd, the deadline would be October 21st. And that would be, and then once this is a go, I'll contact those other organizations we talked about, give them ideas of the type of dates that we want to put on the calendar, and then we could. So we'll have the calendar, what's going to go on the calendar, all the different dates from the community organizations, and then the copy on all the pages of the calendar, and this variation of what you saw on all those other calendars that I brought.
So is the October 21st deadline the deadline that we're telling the community organizations, like, this is the day you have to tell us when your events are?
Yes, see, that's what we would, if that would be the date, that's the date we would probably turn it into the printer.
So we would have to back.
We tried to do it at least a week advance or something.
So
a lot of the things
printing
they could give us, but I'd like to tell them that date soon, so then they can, if there was something they had they weren't sure yet. A lot of events already know their date for next year, like the Maple and Main, they're still looking at a date, and they haven't finalized.
So what do you think the deadline is to tell people? You were going to tell people today.
Probably just a week before that. I mean, we'd work with those.
October 14th.
Well, but, I know you were using that as an example.
Yeah, just
you said
example.
December, what, 21st?
Second. 22nd.
Oh. Yeah.
I said to if we would mail it on December 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Deadline
that
would be the 21st.
Yeah.
Those are both Fridays.
Right.
Just to kind of give an idea.
I'd pad that a little. I mean, I think human nature being what it is, people aren't going to get it to you on time. And then you're behind the eight ball.
October 1st?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
So October
1st. A memorable date.
Is the memorable date to turn in your event schedule.
Okay. Bill, talk a little bit about the photography. That was one of the questions we had last time.
When Katie helped set this up, and we had a meeting with Danny Fuller and Ray Betts, both connected with the Arts Commission, and they've been taking pictures of a lot of those events already from the Arts Commission and the Art Walk and some of those things, and identified some more of the events between now and this deadline of other events that the fall, that would include, like, we could probably include the Fall Festival, you know, through, you know, the rest of the summer and in the fall, if there's anything we want to take. And then it'd be nice and current, you know, some nice shots. And I think that could work with our budget and get that done. It would be a nice touch. And plus, we've got some from some of the, you know, with the recent website and some other things, we do have some pictures.
Okay.
And I'd show all that. I think we'd have an opportunity for folks to look at things before we would, you know, the proof or something before we would go to the printer, so we'd have an idea.
We talked a little bit about the tone of the copy and the copywriting, and I want to encourage you again. I believe very strongly that it should be, and I think this is, one of you said this, that it should be, wow, Sylvania is a real cool community kind of a tone, as opposed to a civics lesson tone. You know, we don't want a whole page about how the solid waste program works, for example, you know. So I think it needs to be different features about the community, quality of life kinds of stuff, as opposed to a reminder on how government works. We've already got that on our website.
Less is best, kind of more, but mm-hmm. more that promotion end, which was big in our last conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we picked up on looking at some of those others. That's what I think the nice ones, they use it as a promotional piece.
Right.
Information, promotion.
I do think, however, there should be a letter from the mayor in some form, because mm-hmm. I think that's just pro forma for this kind of thing. What other questions do you have for Bill about what this thing might look like or might work?
You know, I have not been very present for these conversations, so I did glance at the sheet you handed out at the meeting the other day, but I don't feel like I'm as up to speed as the others. I have, you know, great trust in your judgment moving forward. I do like the idea that it's fun versus boring detail, and, you know, some kind of fun messaging, whatever mm-hmm. that might look like.
And at the same time, remind people of the things we have here in Sylvania, right? I mean, it's a calendar, so, you know, they may not know that we have, art walk, so I can't imagine that, but...
Well, things like the art walk on those Fridays, it won't be
yeah.
on it. Yeah,
yeah, but okay. I mean, let's make one of the pages, one of the months, be about the art walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or about the art, about the Redbird Arts, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Art walk, maybe a farmer's market.
Sure,
yes.
Have that be the first, whatever, June or whatever we started.
Yeah, on Tuesday. As I was sitting at a light at the corner watching the board, there was, and I can't remember what the church was or what the deal was, but it was,
hi, Mark.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot too.
Yeah.
So as much as I would love to include all the churches, I don't think that's not on here, and I want to make sure that I think we shouldn't include church activities.
I think and you said that, right?
We
referenced the LED sign message, but we didn't necessarily have criteria for what would be in the calendar.
Yeah.
We said it would probably mirror that.
I think
right.
that becomes a slippery slope.
Well, I just don't think we can do the churches.
No, because there's too many of them, and they might think that their rummage sale is really important.
And ours is, by the way.
Well,
it's
I know that.
Last
right.
week of the month. Oh, okay.
It's your own LED sign.
It's on the record.
Check the books out.
Yeah.
That's what John and I do. Anyways, go
check
ahead.
So, no, I just think we have to be careful about that, because that opens the door to a lot of different organizations.
Yeah.
I think the LED sign, they're having the rummage sale on Tuesday that type of thing we put on it, but I don't think
but
we put
not,
down
but
when they're having service or something.
Right.
Bill, the other thing that we talked about was sponsorship, and we thought this would be a way to get a small number of bigger sponsors, as opposed to, you know, the Southview High School basketball ad calendar that has 57 different little things on it.
Right, the one, and I'm figuring I'm gonna need to raise about $2,000, which I think is very doable.
To cover the printing.
Cover the printing and some of the extra cost within budget. And get four or five main sponsors. Maybe if they come step up with more money, there'd be fewer. It could only be a couple. But
well, I think we want two or three. I think that's the deal, right?
And I think, so you're thinking two or three gross amount needed, $2,000? I mean, there might be two or three people who would
pay
put in more than that.
let's pump it up.
I think you might be able to cover a bigger percentage depending on who they are. And okay. I don't certainly want to pull revenue away from the banner, so we have to be careful about that. But some of the people who do the banners would probably be thrilled to have this in a major way.
Who does
too.
The banners now?
The Republic Services
does the kids' banners, and now Mercy.
Mercy's banner.
And actually, Mercy wants the whole year, but Republic
already. Oh, we have a deal for them.
Mercy was one I was going to approach just based on their interest in doing a lot right now. The Republic is already committed to 1,500.
And they will want some messaging potentially. I could see them coming in at a pretty decent price if we give them
Mercy. Are we keeping hands off of Prometica? And we can only do one or the other.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm just mindful of our payroll tax revenue reality.
Do we offer it then?
I like to
see who accepts.
Yeah, I think it doesn't hurt to make them aware of that and see if they'd be interested in doing it. They might not be, but.
Did we make them aware of the banners?
They've been approached. I think
we have before, and they've turned it down.
It's all the names. Let them turn it down, and then see what Mercy will do.
So we have.
But I wouldn't limit it to 2,000. I'm sorry to interrupt you. That to me is such a low figure. I think we should be. If we can capture more dollars, we should. This is kind of high visibility for somebody. They could get their logo on every page for $15,000.
Mm-hmm. You think we could get $15,000?
I don't have any idea. It depends on how you sell it. But if you
if
you give them a page that they can do whatever they want to, and they put their logo on every page,
well, I don't
it might
think
we
want to give them a page that they can do anything.
Well, you probably do want to.
It's just the branding of it, right?
Depends on the branding. But if you're doing, if you've got one sponsor that's running something for $15,000 for them to put, have a page of their own at the back or something, it might not be a bad plan.
So I mean, it could be a like advertising.
That's what I mean.
Versus, it's an economic development piece for.
Well, again, we don't want it for a ton of people, but I don't know. You got to think it through, put together what. But at 2,000 seems.
See what kind of cash we'll come up with.
Like we might be able to get more from some.
So if we get more money, what do we do with it?
Well,
then we don't have to spend as much out of our budgeted revenue. That stays in our budget or stays in our.
For this purpose, or
what's the total bill at the end? Do you estimate?
I messed it at a high end 10,000.
Okay, so that would be what we would be shooting for.
You know, the way this is typically done, and I'm just working through this with a client, is there's a name sponsor level, which would be maybe, let's say, $10,000. Okay, and that would give somebody their logo on the front of the calendar, maybe an ad on the back of the calendar, and their name along with the other sponsors on every month. Then, you know, stepping back from that, there would be a sponsor.
Monthly sponsor?
Well, I don't think we could do monthly sponsors until we couldn't get any sponsors, right? Monthly sponsor might be 2,000. One, you get your name on 1 month, right? But I think there could be a middle range of 5. I mean, unfortunately, we've already set the 1,500 with Republic, and I suspect we can't go back again, right?
We can. We actually asked them for more, and they came back and they said, and this was way back when we first talked about it, and I think I used the 5,000 and they said, well, we could do 1,500. So okay.
Well, let's maybe build a lower level. They get something for 1,500, but.
Sponsorship level.
Well, they're
going to
get a good page already because they're the garbage page.
I don't think we ought to make money on this, so let's be careful. No.
We're out to bid on refutes right now. You just got to wait a couple weeks.
But I think it's appropriate to cover our costs.
I think I do too.
Okay.
No, but the numbers you're throwing around are. I'm up to $35,000.
No, we said 10.
if we could raise 10, then we wouldn't, you know, affect the budget. There's 6,000 in the budget for the country.
Look, here's Doug's got a good point. Let's to work toward a $10,000 budget. I think a name sponsor could be five easily, and then we go out and try to get two regular sponsors. And the difference is they don't get their name on the front and the back.
In the case that we had more sponsors than it would, than we'd need to cover the cost, we talked about making it a single mailing because it would cost more to send out two. Would it make sense if you had extra funding to do two so that you might have more time to get more accurate dates on your events? Or does
send
that
out two
much
calendars?
Administrative burden? Mm-hmm. Do it like a 6 month
calendar? A 6 month calendar.
We have staff that time. That's a lot of staff time.
Okay.
Not a bad idea, but it would like to go. I think the idea of the calendar is you got this year thing that somebody wants to have. I mean, you can look at
it up.
If you sent an update or something, but you know, the idea was to eliminate those.
Yeah,
mailings.
And the only reason I suggest that is for the when you don't have a firm date in October of what's going to happen in the next October, you don't have that date set. But I mean, as I look at this and we see most of the things that are reoccurring. You know, the farmer's market's reoccurring and the trash is reoccurring. I mean, the reoccurring things are easy. It's the ones that the special events you don't have your dates for. So you just have to get those sooner. And if you miss them in the first year, you get them in the next
exactly.
year because you learned your lesson
exactly.
and you get them
on the web page.
So, yeah. Right. And they go on the web page too, but you miss them
but
in the print.
Council will have to do its schedule sooner.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We can do that. I can do next year's schedule tomorrow. the important point here, I think, is we do need to update that. Continue to work on updating that electronic. I was looking for the fall festival date today. It's not on there.
It's the 18th
of October.
Yeah.
Thank
it's always
you.
The third Sunday.
Okay. I knew it was in October. I didn't know when.
Okay, well, I think that's the point. You know, we need to work ahead a little bit.
It's actually the 16th,
oh,
I think.
Sorry.
What's the...
It's always the third it's Sunday.
Okay.
It's always the third Sunday.
Trying to get him to show up 2 days after.
Yep.
Sunday. 16th. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the general consensus of the committee? Should we recommend to council that we proceed with this? Have Bill kind of give a quick update at the next meeting, get it on the agenda? I assume we need a resolution or an ordinance right now.
You're not spending any money yet. I think you can just authorize the administration to repair and bring it back to you. Is that what you said earlier in the meeting, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can include it in the budget when we get to the budgeting process.
Okay.
So I don't think it's an ordinance. I think it's a motion.
To authorize, yeah.
Instructing us to prepare it for your review.
Okay. So can Bill, you keep make sure that it's on the agenda?
Will do.
Let's assume we need to vote. Can we have a motion that we proceed?
I make a motion, we proceed.
Sandy.
Second.
Second, Katie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. Talk to the rest.
Thank you.